All right, let's get philosophical today. We're going to take a deep dive into Plato's Allegory of the Cave.
Oh, a classic.
It really is. We'll be working with Sean Iyer's translation of the text, so get ready to challenge some of your assumptions about reality.
Yeah, Plato really forces us to confront how we see the world and what we consider to be true.
So set the stage for us. What's this allegory all about?
All right, so picture this. A cave, completely dark except for this one fire in the back. And inside, a bunch of prisoners. They've been chained up their whole lives facing a blank wall.
So they can't even turn their heads.
Nope, all they see are shadows projected on the wall. That's their entire world.
It's like their only reality show is a shadow puppet show.
Exactly. And these shadows, they're cast by objects being carried back and forth behind the prisoners. The prisoners give them names, discuss them, build their whole understanding of life around these shadows.
Wow, so they literally think the shadows are the real deal?
They have no other frame of reference.
You know, it kind of reminds me of social media today. People get so absorbed in their feeds that they forget there's a whole world outside of it.
That's a great comparison. Plato was way ahead of his time. He was already talking about mistaking appearances for reality back then.
But then he shakes things up. One of the prisoners gets freed.
Oh, yeah, things are about to get interesting.
So what happens to this newly liberated prisoner?
Well, first, he's forced to turn and face the light of the fire. Imagine that after a lifetime of darkness. The pain, the
Yeah,
confusion.
talk about sensory overload.
He would be totally disoriented, struggling to make sense of what he's seeing.
My bet.
And that's just the beginning. He's then dragged out of the cave entirely into the sunlight of the outside world.
Whoa, going from firelight to the blinding sun, that's got to be intense.
At first, he can only see vague shapes and shadows, but gradually his eyes adjust. First, he sees reflections in water, then the objects themselves, then the moon and stars. Finally, he's able to look directly at the sun, the source of all light and life.
What an incredible metaphor for enlightenment. But what does this journey really represent?
Well, for Plato, it represents the soul's ascent towards true knowledge. The sun, that ultimate source of light, symbolizes what he called the idea of the good.
Okay, so what exactly is this idea of the good?
It's the highest form of reality, the source of all truth and beauty. Think of it this way. The firelight in the cave represents the limited knowledge we get from our senses. But the sun, the idea of the good, is like pure understanding, ultimate wisdom.
So it's not just about seeing physical things, it's about grasping a deeper understanding of why those things exist and what their purpose is. And
Exactly.
this prisoner who has seen the sun now understands that everything he knew before was just a shadow.
He sees the true nature of reality.
But then there's this tragic part. Imagine him going back into the cave to share this incredible truth with his fellow prisoners.
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
Going back to that darkness after seeing the sunlight, he'd be
Yeah.
bumping into things, stumbling around.
And the other prisoners, they might see him as crazy, even dangerous.
They'd probably ridicule him for trying to explain what he's seen.
They're comfortable in their ignorance, content with the shadows they've always known.
It's like they built their whole lives around something that isn't even real. So is Plato suggesting that most of us are like these prisoners, stuck in our own caves?
That's one way to look at it. He's asking us to consider, what are we mistaking for reality? What are the shadows we're clinging to, even when they don't serve us?
And more importantly, how do we break free from those limitations? How do we find our own version of the sun?
Well, that's what we'll explore next. This allegory gets really fascinating when we apply it to our modern world.
I can't wait. This is already making me think about all the things I take for granted as truth.
That's the first step, questioning what we think we know.
Maybe we all need to be a little more like that freed prisoner, constantly questioning and seeking a deeper understanding of the world around us.
That's the spirit of this allegory. It's a call to action for us to become more aware of our own caves and to strive for greater enlightenment.
Okay, so we've talked about escaping the cave, but how do we even know we're in one?
Well, I think that's where Plato's theory of forms comes in.
Forms?
Yeah, think of them like perfect blueprints or ideals. They exist outside of our physical world.
Okay, give me an example.
So, like, there's a form of beauty, a form of justice, even a form of a chair.
So, like the perfect chair.
Exactly. Everything we see in this world is just an imperfect copy of its corresponding form.
So when I look at my comfy but slightly ripped armchair, I'm seeing a flawed version of the ultimate ideal chair.
Exactly. And that's where the cave allegory connects. Those shadows on the wall, they represent these imperfect copies, the things we perceive with our senses.
But true knowledge, true enlightenment, that comes from understanding the forms, the true essence of things.
You got it.
And that's where the idea is the good comes in.
Right, remember, the ultimate source of knowledge and truth, like the sun that illuminates all the other forms.
Okay, I'm starting to see the bigger picture here. But how about some real-world examples? What kind of shadows are we mistaking for reality today?
Well, think about our obsession with material possessions. We chase the latest gadgets, the biggest houses, the fanciest cars. Like, those things are going to bring us true
Oh
happiness.
man, you're making me rethink my whole holiday shopping list.
Are those things truly fulfilling, or are they just shadows?
Fleeting reflections of something deeper.
You said it.
What about our obsession with fame and social media? Is that another example?
Absolutely. We see people with millions of followers and think they've got it all figured out, but we're only seeing a carefully constructed image.
A shadow play of their real selves.
And we end up chasing validation from strangers online.
Instead of finding fulfillment in genuine connections.
It's like we're all prisoners in a digital cave.
Competing for likes instead of seeking real meaning.
And that brings us to another important point. Plato believed that true education wasn't about filling our heads with facts.
So it's not about what we know.
It's about how we think. It's about developing critical thinking skills, questioning assumptions, challenging the status quo.
Being willing to see things from different perspectives.
Exactly.
Wow, this is so relevant to our world today. We're constantly bombarded with information. It's hard to know what to believe.
We need those critical thinking skills now more than ever.
To sift through all the noise.
We need to be able to discern truth from falsehood, recognize bias, evaluate information critically.
Otherwise, we risk becoming prisoners of our own echo chambers.
Surrounded by shadows of our own making.
It's like Plato gave us a roadmap for navigating this complex world. He's telling us to be vigilant, to question everything.
To never stop seeking knowledge and understanding.
And remember, that freed prisoner doesn't just stay outside the cave enjoying the sunshine.
He feels a responsibility to go back and try to enlighten his fellow prisoners.
Even though he knows they might reject him.
So there's an element of courage here, too. It's not enough to just see the truth for ourselves.
We have to be willing to share it with others, even when it's uncomfortable.
Exactly. And that's where things get really challenging. How do we engage in constructive dialogue with those who hold different views? How do we break down those echo chambers and create space for real understanding?
That's a great question. I think it starts with acknowledging our own biases, being open to hearing different perspectives,
Absolutely. Recognizing that we all have blind spots.
that our understanding is always limited.
And being willing to learn from others, even when it challenges our own beliefs.
This whole conversation is making me rethink my own approach to learning. I'm starting to see shadows everywhere.
That's a good sign. The first step to escaping the cave is recognizing that we're in it.
And then it's about taking that journey towards the light.
Towards a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us.
It's a lifelong journey.
But it's an incredibly rewarding one.
This has been so eye-opening, and I feel like we've only just scratched the surface of what Plato's allegory has to offer.
I agree. It's incredibly rich and complex, with layers of meaning that we could unpack for hours.
But for now, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive and leave our listeners with some final thoughts to ponder.
I like that. After all, the allegory itself ends with a powerful question. It leaves us to contemplate its meaning.
Okay, let's turn it over to our listeners
Yeah.
and give them something to chew on. So we've explored this idea of escaping the cave, but what do we do with this knowledge?
Well, just like a flashlight helps us see in the dark, Plato's allegory helps us see past the superficial. It challenges us to ask, what are the shadows in our own lives?
What are we accepting as truth without really questioning it? Like he's saying, don't just believe what you see, dig deeper, question everything.
Yeah, and that's where the real journey starts. It's not easy to confront those deep-seated beliefs, you know, those comfortable shadows we've built our lives around.
It's got to be like that moment when the prisoner first sees the sun. Painful, confusing, maybe even a little scary.
But also incredibly liberating.
Right. That sense of liberation comes from understanding, from seeing the world more clearly.
But it also comes with responsibility. Remember that freed prisoner. He doesn't just stay outside the cave and keep his knowledge to himself.
He wants to share it with the others, right?
He feels compelled to go back and try to help them escape.
Which I think is a really interesting point. He's not being all arrogant, like I've seen the light and you haven't. He genuinely wants to help others see what he now sees.
Yeah, he wants to share that enlightenment.
So how can we apply that in our own lives?
Are we actively seeking out different perspectives? challenging our own biases, engaging in dialogue, even when it's tough.
That's the hard part, isn't it? It's so easy to stay in our comfort zones, surrounded by people who agree with us.
But if we really want to escape the cave, we have to be willing to step out into the light.
Even if it means facing some shadows along the way.
And I think it's also about realizing we don't have all the answers. Our perspective is always limited.
That's why it's important to be open to learning from others, even those who see things differently than we do.
It's about humility, admitting that we don't know everything.
Being willing to change our minds when we learn something new.
And that's where education really comes in. It's not just about memorizing facts. It's about developing those tools to critically evaluate information.
To think for ourselves.
To keep learning and growing throughout our lives.
So this journey out of the cave, it's a lifelong process.
I think so. There's no final destination, just a constant striving for better understanding.
And we're all on this journey together.
Stumbling towards the light.
The more we learn from each other, the closer we get.
And maybe along the way, we can help others escape their own caves.
Wouldn't that be something?
A world where more people are seeking the light, questioning the shadows, striving for a deeper understanding.
It's a big goal, but I think Plato would be happy we're trying.
I think so too. So to all our listeners out there, I'll leave you with this. Take a look around your own cave. What are the shadows that are holding you back? What steps can you take to break free and continue on that journey towards the light?
Keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep sharing your insights with the world. Because like Plato showed us, escaping the cave isn't just about personal enlightenment. It's about creating a more enlightened world for everyone.
Well said. It's been great diving into this allegory with you.
Likewise, and to all our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Plato's allegory of the cave. Until next time, keep those minds curious and those hearts open to the possibilities of knowledge.